This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU forage specialist James Rogers from the North Central Research Extension Center. And James, we're talking alfalfa again in this report. Now, there's lots of varieties of alfalfa out there. How does a grower decide?
The National Alfalfa and Forage Alliance actually comes out with alfalfa variety ratings every year. And you can access the data for the varieties in two different ways. One, you can print off the alfalfa variety brochure. And the other is they actually have an online selection tool. And there's many things that you can select for. Just a number of different things. You put in your criteria that you would like to see in a variety, and it will return those varieties that meet your criteria.
All right, good stuff, James. And hey, we'll talk more on alfalfa when we come back.
If you are a soon-to-be high school grad searching for your career in the trades, check out this career position. Keller Paving and Landscaping in Minot, North Dakota is hiring. We're hiring hardworking, dependable team members for paving, earthwork operators and laborers, along with truck drivers. Competitive pay, opportunities to grow, experience is great, but a strong work ethic is even better. Apply today at Keller Paving and Landscaping. Call 701-852-5030.
It's easy to put off saving for retirement, but it can be even easier than you think to start. And once you do, you can feel more confident about your future. As a financial professional of Thrivent, let me help you define your financial goals and take realistic steps to help you reach them. It comes down to making choices about your money that match your values, because even small steps can get you where you want to go. Contact me, financial associate Andy Laris, at 701-509-5794.
Talking alfalfa today on Ag Issues with James Rogers. And James, tell us about the management of alfalfa.
Despite it being just an excellent quality forage, there is a little bit more management involved with alfalfa. It has that long, deep tap root, and because of that, it's a little bit more intolerant to wet soil conditions. It also kind of opens it up to some disease pressures. So finding an alfalfa variety with good disease resistance, watch the soil types that you're putting it in. Insect management is also very important with alfalfas as well. And then when you're harvesting that, we tend to harvest that 1/10 bloom, but then we also have to watch our moisture and make sure that we don't lose a lot of leaves during the harvesting process. So it's a great crop, but it has some management challenges associated with it as well.
Good stuff, James. That brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by Keller Paving in Minot, by Andy and Teal Laris, your Thrivent advisors in Minot and Williston, and by Peak Nutrition, protein shakes, energy teas on South Broadway, Minot.